sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag actor's life.
Action. What is up?
I was just minute ago. She's like, welcome to the Hamish and Andy show. So, no, keep going. Sorry, it was rolling. Right, keep going.
He'd be like, just kidding.
What's up, internet? Welcome to the very first edition of the James C. Budget B&B podcast. We've got the team. Yeah, that's it. We've got the team, the James C. Budget B&B. For those of you who don't know what that is, it stands for Jesse, which is me. I've got Martin to my right, the
really?
M component.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say with MJ.
MJ.
What's the
MJ?
MJ.
Okay. No one calls him Martin.
It's MJ.
Martin.
Martin.
He goes Mexican in his own family.
Yeah.
Okay, so MJ to my right is Chris, the C component of the JNC.
It's like you're
B&B.
My
name, I was actually gonna call you Kristen, but with the C.
Oh, mate. Oh, I look like a girl, do you?
With that hair, yeah.
She got me there.
So that's us. That's the James C. The Budget B&B is where we currently live down here in Sydney. And
Jesse Martin Chris, not
Jesse
associated
Chris.
With the James Acting Academy.
No, or
Film Academy.
Yeah, it's.
I
think
it's creative
music as well.
I think it's creative
music as well.
Creative art. Yeah, they do a lot of things. They do a lot of things up there.
Yeah.
Good
on
them.
So let's not discount anything.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for the sponsor. And
we accept our payment through check. Yeah, cash is good too.
Yeah, exactly. In free courses would be lovely. But and we've got our very first guest on the James C. Budget B&B, the gorgeous Nikki. She's down here at the James C. Budget B&B, and that's what we do. We just host talent. If you're not talented, you're not welcome. And
thank you for explaining
revolving
that.
Door.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
For people, you know, I mean, they come and go.
Yeah, we have visitors coming in every now and then, and we'd like to get them on the podcast. And have their experience, exposed.
Yeah, when they want to come down here, want to take the leap.
It's like to expose our guests.
Yeah, expose our guests.
In what way?
A Nikki exposed.
Uh-oh, I'm scared now.
You should be.
Oh, no.
You should be.
Welcome, Aniki. She
Thank
is
you.
Our very first. Very
Yay.
First.
But we're not sure if Aniki is the proper way to say.
Yeah, are we actually saying that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see in your face.
You know what's funny? I only actually just realized how to say my name like 1 year ago.
Really?
Yeah, this
and
whole time. Yeah, I'm 21. Shut up, MJ. Okay, but this whole time I've been saying it wrong. I used to always say it like the way you guys say it. You're like Aniki or Aniki or whatever.
Yeah.
But now, like, my mom's got like this strong Finnish accent because she's from Finland, and she says it like she's like she really pronounces it like Aniki, like ah. Like, she really looks like, ah, Nikki. I don't know.
Like
but it sounds so weird. It's just really weird.
Ah, Nikki.
Yeah, just like roll that. Ah, Nikki. No.
Atun.
Something just explodes behind her.
That's my name.
But it's just weird because this whole time I always introduce myself as like, Aniki. Like, just Aniki, but it's actually like...
Aniki. It sounds like you're saying Aniki, like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, no, I get that all the time. Everyone's like, oh, Anarchy, or... yeah. How do you...
Aniki.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
So
if
you ever have kids, you can just refer to them as the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
that's great!
Oh, yes!
That's brilliant!
I didn't even think of that. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just grab it.
You have to have sons, though.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't make sense if it was like daughters.
If you get a girl, you're going to have to just kick them to the curb, like Asian style.
Or make them get a sex change.
One child.
Yeah. But I think you have to name one of your kids after me now, though, too. Because I just came up with that idea. So.
Chris John?
I don't know if I like... Oh, Chris... Yeah, Chris.
That works.
CC.
So how is the proper way to it's with that breath then, is it?
No, not with actual breath. It's just that's just the way my mom says it.
Right.
No, but it's not actually that much different. It's just like Aniki. But I used to always be like Aniki or like Aniki.
It sounds like you're saying the same word. right now.
Yes, oh, really? Exactly the same word. Like,
yeah.
No.
I don't hear any difference.
Oh, shut up. This is, you can hear the difference.
This is like Ice Baby and Under Pressure all over again.
What?
Like, so just like...
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you sound like you're singing the frog theme. Like, ding, 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 ding.
No, that's... ding, 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 ding.
Okay. How you know that so well
I really,
is
quite
scary.
That's,
yeah.
That's a frog one. And
that's
then,
pretty good, though.
You disappointed me that you know that.
Yeah. Like, okay, when, like... when you were watching music channels back in the day, like VH1 and
MTV.
Video hits and things like that. Yeah. That, like, you know, all the polyphonic ringtone things would come up all
like
the time.
The ads
for them. It's like, text, blah, 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 to get your ringtone.
It got so annoying, didn't it?
Yeah,
remember
exactly.
When you used to be able to make your ringtones as well?
Yeah.
Old school. I'm so shit at it.
You still can, this app, so you can get in your main ringtone.
You can.
Now.
Yeah, but they're pretty
I've contemplated it for a while doing it.
I remember I used to spend so much time on that because you know how you have to press the thing like 3 times and then just to make like one sound.
That's
it's like,
it.
Oh, yes. How desperate we were to like make a ringtone.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
But no, but
back when Apple first released the iPhone, what you could actually do on iTunes was like, if you had a song on iTunes, you could like pick the part of the song that you actually wanted, up to 30 seconds that you wanted for your actual ringtone.
That's what I did with Edge's theme song.
Oh, there you go.
That was my ringtone. I just chose 30 seconds of that.
I did it with a few wrestlers. Big wrestling fans out here at the JMC Budget.
Yeah.
Just the J and C. The M, not so much.
The M is changing.
Yeah.
No, the M is
standing
strong.
Yeah, the M stands for more wrestling.
No.
Please, more wrestling.
It stands for...
But, look, it was great. And then Apple changed it because they're like, no, buy our ringtones for $2.19.
They only want to make money out
of
it. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. Money making.
And, like, that's more expensive than some of your songs on iTunes, and I'm only getting 30 seconds worth of it. But I got the Kim Possible, like, ringtone thing.
I love that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that from Kim Possible?
That's actually quite
popular,
yeah.
I had no idea.
See, I didn't realise
that. That's your message ringtone, eh?
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a generic, like...
I don't know what it is, but I hear it go all the time.
Yeah, it's from Kim Possible.
How does it go?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
That just blew my mind.
You were off tune, MJ.
And then the song kicks in. Christina Milian did the theme song for Kim Possible back in the day.
That just blew my mind. I had no idea. I thought it was just like a generic Apple...
That's when...
No,
that's when...
Really? Are you serious?
What do you think every time it goes off, do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he does it every time.
Song goes
off.
The song goes, yeah. I'm your basic average.
Have they heard you singing?
And I'm here to say,
because we heard you singing in the shower before.
Oh, they heard us singing. Oh, perfect. That's. I
don't
get
the start of the whole shower thing.
I don't sing in the shower. I perform.
Oh.
That's.
Yeah.
I go
to
do. Well, you'd be surprised.
Who else you got in there with you?
To yourself.
Cameras wet and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Not called FaceTime when he does it. Like,
no.
Something else.
That's cool.
But no,
that's called like porn.
Yeah,
exactly. But look, Nikki, I tell them it's for them. It's okay because they get to hear me. My angelic voice in the shower.
Giving them performance.
Let me just explain what's going on here. The Chris and MJ.
The Chris?
Here.
He refers to me as the Chris
and MJ. We constantly have Jesse in the takes his showers daily. For an hour or two. Daily. And he sings quite loud with his phone going off and his voice louder. And echoes throughout the whole house.
I heard it for the first time today. He's actually got a very good voice.
He does have a very good voice.
Thank you.
See, I'm very nice.
Look, that may be.
But I don't have to deal with it every day like you guys.
That may be, but it gets to a point where you're like, you know what?
Choose
I
better
could
songs.
Do not.
just choose better songs.
Yeah.
I'm bringing out the hits, man. I'm Look, doing One Direction.
If you played Metal Fingers for me, I would love you forever. Like
Chris and I have been contemplating. Chris and I have been waiting for a good song so we could sing along to. But
you guys want to just come into the bathroom?
No, we don't want to come in.
Yeah, I'll leave the door unlocked from now on.
No, we want to sing
so
along.
So we need to
join in that
when
time.
You hear the good song come on.
Yeah, we want to barge in and do like a whole like flash mob.
You always want to just leave it wide open and not tell anyone. You're hanging there, you dig out, you just shout, I'm just...
Why don't you just sing out here?
But you're coming in with all this
like
Taylor Swift stuff.
I should do that.
Yeah,
you're singing along with the Taylor Swift stuff. And like Chris and I have no idea what you're singing. Like, what is this?
Well, Taylor Swift, I can get in on, but I feel like it's more Justin Bieber and Chris Brown.
Are you seeing Chris Brown?
I barely ever seen Chris Brown.
What's wrong with Chris Brown?
Are you kids women?
Oh my god.
Come on, that was so old.
That was a long time ago.
But does it make it right? She's forgotten about it because she had a brain hemorrhage.
Look, it's
yeah, look, and look what she did in the charts after that. So, look, if anything, he's probably done her a favour.
Did she do well this year?
Yeah. Well, look, she was, already, she was already doing quite well at that stage. We'll give her that. But yeah. I don't know. We won't go into any conspiracies surrounding that. But anyway.
Well, I just want to point out. So, with your name. I know we're going
back
right back
to my
now.
Name.
I know we're
wow.
going right. I know
this
we're going right
way
back.
Off topic.
But there was the thing back in the day. It was like Vanilla Ice, and he was like doing an interview, and people accused him. He released Ice Ice Baby, and people said, "Hang on, that's the same beat as Under Pressure. Mm-hmm. It's the same like."
Marky Mark.
What?
Under Pressure. What?
Well, under pressure.
The song Under Pressure.
Bowie and stuff.
Yeah, Bowie and Queen.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So it's the same tune, the backing tune is the same tune as Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And they're accusing, like, everyone knew it. And it was, like, an episode of, like, Behind the Music, and they're like, hey, did you just kind of steal that? He's like, no. It's totally different. He's like, Under Pressure goes like this. He's like, dun, 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 and he sings it, and he's like, whereas Ice Ice Baby goes like this, dun, dun, and then they're, like, exactly the same.
Mm.
And he's, like, sitting there so confident-like, like, he's just, like, poking apart the world's biggest mystery, and the interviewer was just looking at him like, you're a fucking idiot.
What's this got to do with my name?
So, we're saying, the point I was trying to make there The point I was trying to make there was that you were like, it's Aniki, not Aniki.
Yeah, exactly. I heard exactly the same thing.
So, it's just one more time for us. Tell us what it isn't.
It's not Aniki.
What is it?
It is Aniki.
Mm.
Oh. Mm. So it's like saying Nikki. So it's like saying Nikki, but there's one of them. Like, that's a Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's one me, man.
That's not a Steven or a Phil. That's a Nikki.
That's a Nikki. Like,
one
love.
That's right.
One love.
And how do you spell it, just for our viewers?
A-double-N-I-double-K-I.
Oh, double N, okay.
Seriously, MJ, he asked me on Facebook, he doesn't know how to spell it.
I knew the double N. I actually didn't pick up on the double K, though.
I noticed the double K. I have to.
There's a special K in there.
Special K.
Yeah.
Well, so is your name Finnish or Indian?
It's Finnish.
Okay.
It's Finnish. Yes. We're done talking.
Yeah, exactly. There's
about
there's a full stop at the end of it.
Yeah, that's all things about my name.
Well, I don't know. Like, I've always wondered how, like, where your name originated from.
But I think it's interesting that you found out your name, like, only a year ago.
Oh, I know. I knew my name. Like,
No.
Oh, you know what? Can I tell you guys a funny story about my middle name, actually?
Please, yeah. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Ina. But recently I just went to apply for my passport and I got it accepted and everything. But they told me that they actually contacted Birth, Deaths, and Marriages and found out that my middle name on my birth certificate has actually been Lena because they accidentally mistook a capital I for an L. So for 22 years of my life, I thought my middle name was Ina, but it's been on my birth certificate as Lena. But my parents actually named me Ina, but now I have to go get it changed and be like, hey, my name's Ina, not Lena.
Are you considering keeping Lena?
No, I don't like... I just know my middle name is cool. Ina now. I like Ina, yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki Ina Chan. Nikki Ina Opreeti Rochelle Chan. Yeah,
there's more.
Wow.
You just added a whole hour to your name. We explained everything the hell now.
It's like...
Okay, anyway.
It's like, do you watch...
Get off my name.
Get off my name.
Oh, man. Okay.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
It's kind of like Stormborn Targaryen... The mother of dragons, breaker of chains. You know, like
the beginning of the Bible. Son of God, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Daughter of this.
Yeah,
it's the Bible.
It just goes on forever. Mm. So, yeah, that would be funny if you got it.
It's funny to me that you, like, only learned the pronunciation because only about, probably 2 years ago, I got told by a lady at the bank that I was pronouncing my name wrong.
What?
As well. My last name's Charteris.
It's actually Christ.
At least what I thought was Charteris.
I thought it was like
Christ is acceptable. If she told me I was Christ, I'm like, you know what? You're probably right, lady. Cash my check and let me get the fuck out of here.
It's actually Tris.
Tristopher.
But no, my last name is Charteris.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's French. I was like, oh, I don't know. No, she's like, no, it's French. I was like, okay. Yeah. She's like, how do you say it? I was like, Charteris? She's like, no. She's like, chatri. Like, she had a way of, I can't replicate what she said. She had like a weird noise with it. It was like chatri or something like that. Oh, it sounded a lot cooler coming out of her mouth.
Yeah. A weird noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know how like the French add in like that like extra like grunt or that, yeah, like that, whatever that huck is.
That's the Arabic. That's the Arabic.
Yeah. That's flam. That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's not French. It's Arabic.
But apparently, I was pronouncing my own last name wrong.
Oh, okay. So chatteré.
I feel like there should be like, you know, like when you have.
Yeah. That's kind of hard. Like Chris chatteré.
Yeah, exactly. You have to say it like an extra, like a different octave, like
a villain. It has to be like a villain. Chris chatteré.
Yeah. You gotta look away into the distance as you say it. You gotta squint your eyes at the same time. Like, you
what does that mean to me? What do you? Why'd you look at me when you said that?
As soon as you mentioned the whole Asian thing,
well, there's anyone who knows about squinting your eyes, buddy. It's you.
I'm open. I'm trying to open them as wide as I can.
As he sits here with toothpicks, keeping them apart.
It's as wide as I can. Okay, I'm trying.
But
we appreciate the efforts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, Aniki, like, what do you think of the JMC budget?
Yeah, you stayed a night now at this wonderful establishment here in Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you guys are great. I've really enjoyed my time here, even though it's only been, like, one day. Has it been one day? It's been one day. Just clarify.
I think it's just hit about 24 hours now.
Yeah. Precisely, yeah. Yeah.
Aniki, what do you think?
Quality, not quantity.
Sydney, it's very big.
Yes.
Obviously.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. Mm. I like the public transport here, actually. Mm, you know what?
It's really not that bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And it's so cheap. Brisbane is horrible.
Yeah. Sydney side is whinge about the public transport here, and I'm like, just
go to Queensland.
Yeah, go to Queensland. Like, the buses there are always half an hour late.
Yeah.
For one thing, and it's always, like, really expensive. Yeah, it's like $2.50 for a bus trip.
Sunday fare is fantastic.
So good.
And I was also told there's actually a cap. I think you can't spend any more than $8 in a day on
and transport. The rest of it's all free.
So then the rest
is free. Like my last bus ride here was like free.
Yes.
Sweet. Zero. From the city. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's one of the good things of Sydney.
That is definitely a good thing.
There's also Oprah's house, which is quite pleasant.
Yeah. Occasionally you see Oprah, just...
Oprah's house.
Yeah. It's a famous landmark. It's like it's
off near the Opera House. You guys,
really Aniki, you didn't get that.
No.
It's like the oldest joke in the book.
Oh, okay. I'm obviously not from Sydney. Okay, I feel like am I not?
Another week,
and we're not from Sydney.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Oh my God, shut up. Am I supposed to know this? I do not know. Now, when you said Oprah, I actually thought of like Oprah Winfrey, and I was like,
"That's Oprah." Yeah,
shut up.
What other Oprahs do you know? Like, do you know another chick called Oprah?
Have you ever seen another Oprah?
I don't think there's ever another Oprah in the world.
Oprah.
When you say Oprah, everyone thinks of Oprah Winfrey.
I think she's actually patented her name, so you can't actually.
She probably has, hasn't she?
She's got the money to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she even have a last name? Like
Winfrey.
You just said it like not even 30 seconds ago.
I'm too tired, guys. I haven't had so much sleep.
No, it's Oprah Winfrey and the last
name. That's great.
It's one of the 6 mil names.
Oh, wow. That's probably like the dumbest thing I've ever said. Okay.
And you said it on
just said it on your podcast. Great.
That's funny.
Oh, that's anyway. So
that should be the new ringtone for you, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Enough about names, but guys.
Speaking of dumbest things, what would you say is the? The point of like our podcast is to share stories and like you said, expose people. Do you have anything embarrassing?
It doesn't have to be embarrassing. About me in high school. So now when I look back at this, it's not that bad. Like, but back then I was like this, you know, really mortified. Straight edge girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, really like goody two shoes, straight edge student. Like, okay. Yeah. Pretty. That was me.
Can I just butt in? Sorry. I saw a school picture of you, and you look like so boyish.
What? Wait, oh, when I was a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had short hair.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. I was actually.
Research.
I have this. I have that photo.
when you posted it up, it was like last year or something like that.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
We're gonna post that photo in my
podcast. Yeah, it's gonna be the thumbnail.
Yeah. It's gonna be. She laughed. It's gonna be. It's gonna be.
No, I'm gonna quickly delete it off Facebook. I have that photo at my mom's place. Actually, she's got it there. And every time people come over, they're like, "Oh, you've got like two sons." I don't know. Like, and I'm like, "Oh, thanks. You know, that's actually me."
I wasn't wrong. Yeah. I wasn't wrong.
No, what, yeah, I do. I literally look. No, when I was a little kid, I looked like a boy. I used to get called like a boy when
really?
I was in like yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, in prime and like preschool. Yeah, like all the teachers used to mistake me as a boy. Wow. They thought I was a boy. Oh. And I remember once the teacher was like, "Excuse me, little boy," and I was like, "I'm a girl."
Did you just assume my gender?
Yeah.
I'm a Nikki.
Yeah, I'm a girl.
Quiet, sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Nikki.
Yeah.
So you're saying, keep going.
Oh, about my embarrassing
yeah,
story.
High school.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was in high school. Yeah, yeah. Straight A student, you got that. I had just started getting into like dancing. And then, okay, at the same time, I was making all these new friends, and then, this was one of my good friends. I was friends with her for a while, and I, like, slept over at her place, and then we just decided to just be really stupid, and we took all these, like, really crazy pictures, okay? Yeah, we took, like, they were, like, really, like, kinky, and, like, yeah, and it was so out of my character, and it's just nothing I would ever do, but I was like, oh, no one's ever gonna see these photos, because I'm like a goody two-shoes, and no one's ever gonna see them. And then we just took these photos, and they were so stupid, but anyway, they're like really, really kinky, and I was wearing like a freaking corset and stuff. Anyway.
Well, so like, okay, so
where'd
like,
you get a corset at your age?
Like, oh, it was like $5 from Kmart.
So you just stopped down the sex shop and just like bought a whole bunch of
no!
Like,
I was really only like 16. Things, like... Yeah, but anyway, back to the story. And then what happened was, she gave me one of the photos on my USB stick, and then a week later, I had like this assignment due.
Oh.
Yeah! I had like this assignment due, and it was a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh.
Oh my god.
In my new dance class at high school, and like I was just making friends with everybody, and everybody had like this idea of me as like this good girl, you know. And then it was my turn to do my PowerPoint presentation, and I didn't realize that the screen was already up and like everyone could see what I was clicking on. And then I put the USB in, and then I was just looking through things, and then suddenly the photo pops up on the screen, and I'm just like, oh, that's me. And then I just keep going, and then I go back to it, and I'm just like looking at it for a while, and I don't realize that it's actually on the entire screen. And the whole class is just like, oh my god, is that you? And they're like, damn. And then I was just like, what are you guys talking about? And then I looked at the wall, and I was like, oh my god. And I was swearing and everything, and I was like having a heart attack. And then I quickly tried to press out of it, and I was just swearing like crazy. And then the teacher was actually cracking up laughing, thank goodness, because I thought he was gonna be so angry at me, but it was so funny. Yeah, he was cracking up laughing.
Oh,
but then
god.
Anyway, after the assessment was done, he told me he has this rule where he gives us like 5 push-ups per swear word that we do. So I think I owed him like 150 or something. I can't remember, but yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
that's my story.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Do you still have the picture?
No, I actually lost the USB stick. I think I left it at a library. So,
In a public
somewhere.
Library.
I think I left it in a public library.
Like
so somebody else out there probably has that picture.
If you ever become famous, this is probably going to come back to like haunt you in the ass. Like that photo, like someone out there has that photo.
Oh, I don't care. It's not that bad. Like now that I've done photo shoots and stuff, I've probably got other photos that are probably like, the worst. No, but this one, like, it's just because I was like...
Your teacher's
like
probably got it. He's probably like,
oh. And he always used to use that against me.
Was
it
Catholic school?
Did you ever get teased for it?
Yeah, no. Then this huge rumor just ran around the entire school about me. Like, everyone just assumed I was this certain way now then because of that photo. And then, yeah.
Whole reputation tarnished.
Yeah, whole reputation
so,
tarnished,
like,
pretty
you're
much.
A hole or a slut or something? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah. Yeah, well, they were kind of just like, oh, I know what a Nikki's like now. You know, like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Did they give you more attention in a positive way or a bad way?
She rocked up school the next day wearing.
Like, did people like respect you more or give you more
no.
attention or?
Well,
guys,
actually,
guys come up to you and be like, "Hey, Nikki."
I think since that point onwards, like a lot of stuff was happening, not just in my life but at school as well. And I did get cyberbullied a lot. If you want to go into that detail of things, yeah.
Okay. Really
yeah, I got really bad. Yeah, yeah, I got
that
really
sucks.
Bad cyberbullied. But yeah,
it's another issue.
Yeah, another issue. But anyway, back to the story. The story itself was like really funny. Yeah. Every time I think of it, I just like laugh to myself.
Have you told that story to many people before?
A few, but only probably like two or three. Yeah, so it's quite like it's quite secret.
The whole class now.
I think it's safe to say then we have an exclusive.
Yeah,
hey,
I feel like we need like a bell or something.
Whenever something's exclusive, yeah. Like for the first time, like, we'll just get an actual duck or something. Just we'll just pinch him like whenever, like make noise now. Like, okay. We'll just keep him just specifically for that purpose.
Yeah,
sure. No, that was an amazing story. It's very similar to our first podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With, go back and listen to that.
Okay,
yeah.
I have a story
with pitches.
Yeah.
Really?
Very similar.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The story is much worse than your experience.
But much worse.
Oh, really?
But to another level.
To an extent.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure at the time yours was like, you know what I mean? Like,
but yeah, you would have.
It depends. I think he's like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was thinking like that had happened, what happened to me had happened in school. I would have been done for. I would have to like you wouldn't. I wouldn't be called Chris anymore. I'd be called like you know Phil or something. I'd be living in like Arizona.
Okay, I really want
to.
I would have to go to
the police and like go undercover.
Yeah, okay, I gotta listen to it.
It's wonderful.
But doesn't it feel good to like
release
those kinds of stories? Be like, yeah, cool. Now no one can ever hold that against me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's one of those things.
Yeah,
it's like,
I don't care about it anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're able to laugh at yourself or to make the joke about yourself, everyone's all like, oh, well,
no, that's
good. We can't use the Eminem 8 Mile thing. Yeah.
But with Chris's story, it's always very hesitant to tell it. At the level it was, it's pretty big, but like, does it feel good to just like let it
all out? It does, it feels, yeah.
What is it like, nudes or something?
Well, it's him
nude.
Yeah.
No.
It's actually on our wall, if you turn around.
I've actually never like taken like a nude photo. Have you guys? I mean, I know it's a very confronting question. I feel like you have to answer.
I've never sent anyone a nude photo, no.
You've never sent anyone?
No, I've never sent anyone a nude photo.
But that means you've taken one.
No, I have not taken a new photo.
Right, you kind of backpedaled there.
I have not taken a new photo. I was just like, scrolling through all the photos of my phone.
I've done a new modeling for an art class. I've done that before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like a drawing.
Oh, what? Wow. I didn't know this. That's good pay.
Yeah, it's pretty good pay. it's obvious that you looked into it already.
but I've never done it. It's
such an actor's thing. So what can we do that gets us paid really well, really quickly, so we can just not have to work?
Yes. So you did nude modeling.
Yeah,
I did it once. I did just once.
Let's transition back to this.
I want to hear more about
this. TAFE. Yeah, TAFE.
So how many years ago are we talking?
Oh, this was like 10.
How old were you?
You were 10 or 12?
So 10 or 12 years ago, so this is back when he was like 32.
Right.
No, this is back when I was
still
like
fit in that vest.
19, 20.
Right, okay, yeah. But you weren't into acting at this point.
No.
So how did you start this?
Well,
is it obvious that you're nude in the photo, or is it like one of those really artistic ones?
It's not a photo, it's more like, the, you know, like a sketch, a nude guy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you have to
post
for like multiple hours.
Yeah, it's posing. And
so somewhere out there is like this famous painting of you naked.
Hopefully. It's like called the...
It's the Costanza.
Oh, just the Mona Lisa go away.
We used to have nude models come into like my dad's gallery when I owned art gallery, but I was always too young, so dad would always have to like kick us out at the gallery at the time while they came in. You could have been one of the models.
Hey.
Unfortunately, like the room was cold. It's aircon.
First of all, that's an excuse that you know it. Because my follow-up question was going to be, so how does that feel? Like being Asian?
I was in the pool. Like, what is that? I was in the pool and it was cold. Like, okay. So it was in TAFE, and I did this art course, like watercoloring and also sketching and stuff like that. And they didn't, like, one of the models we were meant to have didn't come in. And actually, like, this is a weird story. They would never do this, but, like, someone, like, the teacher's like, okay, we don't have a model today, but is anyone comfortable?
No way.
Doing this?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm like young and like, yeah, whatever, don't give a crap.
In front of all your classmates that you study with the TAFE, you're like, yeah, I'll get up and just strip naked for them to draw my dick.
You would have had no problem with that risk component in acting school then, just stripping all your clothes.
Yeah.
That's
it takes a lot of like vulnerability and guts to do something like that. I'm very proud of
it. To be honest, like these guys, like TAFE, when I went to TAFE, I didn't make the time to know people. Everyone was strangers to me anyway. Okay. So I just did it. And I didn't really have any friends to TAFE or anything like that. So
did you after that? Did this change things? Did you?
People still didn't talk to me.
Well, you said it was cold, so, you know. It's
but, you know, in the end, I didn't end up finishing my course, and I just, you know,
whatever.
But I did it once, and I'm like...
So how long were you, like, posing for?
For the whole lesson, it was about, like, an hour.
Right, okay.
So you did, like, an art course?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, what's... Wow.
It was part of, like, the architecture course.
Okay.
And after CAFE, I went to the uni instead.
Yeah, right, okay.
So we're like, we wanted to get a model in.
What was going through your mind, like, whilst you were posing, like, for an hour? Like, are you just thinking, like, fuck, everyone's looking at me, or are you just not giving
up? Well, to be honest, I was thinking... Think of a hot chick right now, or else you're gonna look like an idiot. But that never happened. wow. But I had like one like closer friend in the class, and he got to that area while drawing it, and I saw his picture. It was funny. He was getting down to that area, and then he just couldn't look at me really straight or at the thing, and he's just. I saw his picture. Everything was pretty good, but that area was just a massive scribble. Like, it's like this, like, just massively.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, he just gave you, like, a big cough.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I saw him, like, stab in the paper. Like, that's the area. He's, like, low at the paper. Like, he's stabbing me right now.
So that was interesting.
Wow, that's another exclusive. Get the duck out.
There you go, James C. Budget being. Yeah.
But at the risk class in acting school, that was a solid 10 years before. I did that, so that took another risk. So.
But I say that's one of those, you know, the most like brave things you can do in regards to like exposing yourself and like, you know, vulnerability.
I have to add, majority of the class was elder men.
So they took their like bitches
one or
home.
Like two or three females, and like the rest were like men, like older men.
Right.
Whereas acting class, all my classmates were female. For female, all my classmates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It was more at risk of me. It's like, oh, there's like, I don't know, 10 girls here, and I'm the only guy. And I'm like, okay. Just flop it out.
So
I never got naked for my risk thing in acting school.
For your risk assessment? I hope you didn't get naked for your risk assessment class.
That's actually what it's called. Like, it's a risk class, and it's called risk assessment.
Oh, really? Risk assessment was totally something totally different at my uni.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like, it was about safety. Like in the theatre, like you
assessing
like,
risk.
Risk assessment.
All right,
this risk class was like your own personal risk, what you wouldn't do in a scene or something, but you kind of work through it, and then you would do it. Like let's say getting naked in a scene, or kissing another guy, or something like that. You know, but everyone has.
I don't know if I would have like done that at my university. Like got naked. I had to get down to my underwear plenty of times. And actually, just while on that, just a little quick story. There's one play in particular, the one where I fractured my neck, actually, where I had to, like, be in my underwear. So, like, in the first 5 minutes of the play, it's about a 45-minute play, in the first 5 minutes, I lose all my clothes, and I'm just in my underwear for the rest of the show. And one by one, all the other cast members get down to their underwear as well, but I'm the first, which was, like, you know, drew the short straw, whatever. And I think we were doing, it was opening night. And we were like all celebrating after the show. We were like in this kitchen, we were like having a few drinks or whatever, just chatting about the show. And I just brought up to my director how like scared I was, I guess, like when we first started rehearsals, like in our underwear and stuff. They're like, one of my nuts was going to fall out or something. Something was going to be, you know, you'd have like a wedgie. Yeah. And you know, to be just things like that. And he was like, yeah, now that you bring it up, your nuts were hanging out tonight. Oh. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, I didn't want to say anything. And then like everyone else started chiming in as well. They're like, yeah, yeah, I saw that too. I saw that too. Oh. I'm like, what the? This is opening night, guys. Oh. Like, my family was here tonight.
It was opening night, all right.
And like no one had the balls to kind of just tell me in the middle of the show. There were plenty of opportunities to tell me in the middle of the show, too. So, yeah.
Pun intended.
Had the balls with the whole bloody class. Yeah.
So was it like?
So that was quite embarrassing.
Was it the sack or the shaft or was it the end?
You know, I don't know. I couldn't see anything. I had no idea what happened. No. I just know that something was showing.
Oh god!
And I just kind of like I needed a moment to myself. I was kind of like I was really angry at everyone at first because like, well, why didn't anyone say something? Like,
I think I see your.
You know, if I had like looked over the middle of the show and just seen the director like, you know, cupping with his hands, I would have probably got the memo that, hey, maybe I need to adjust or something, yeah, you know, but like nothing. Like, I feel like someone got
to... Didn't want you to break character.
Yeah, I guess, Yeah. But the show was very much about vulnerability as well, so maybe they were like, you know, it helped. But look, and I mean, that's... looking back on it now, I'm kind of glad it happened because I was like, well, you know what? That's, you know, one of the worst things that could possibly happen to you on stage. It happened, so.
Well,
that's on stage.
That's true.
I mean, these classes were enclosed in a classroom and no one's allowed to see it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But like on stage, if you're
I think that was actually a rule at my university too, is that no one was allowed to see anything in this case. Obviously,
well, that's a good rule.
Really,
yeah.
You know, intervene. You don't want like one of my lecturers like, coming in and like just, you know, cupping my nuts back in like.
Well, that said, like, someone in our class, like, went topless, a girl.
Oh, right.
And I was like... But she was fine with it. So, if that's okay with them...
Then... kidding. Just want to point that out for the record. Kidding.
I am. He's not. Right.
So, you should have gone to your school.
Yeah. Actually, you know this person, but I'm not going to say anything about this thing.
I've actually heard this story
before.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
From
her,
yeah. Oh. Shout out to you, girl.
If you're listening.
If you're listening. And that's right. hope to see you again. No, I won't. But it's a good memory. I was like, she was there, sitting like on stage, doing like naked. And, oh, not naked, like topless.
Doing naked.
And,
that's all you remember.
Sorry,
just naked.
I'm remembering it right now, and like I'm like kind of speechless.
It was good.
It was a good pair. You saw the play, didn't you?
No.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, hang on. I think I did.
Anyway, like my character's right next to her looking at her. And my character at the time was wearing sunglasses, so I had all like whatever. I was like, all glory.
You had free range.
Free range.
You look wherever
I
you want.
Everywhere I want. Yeah.
Later on, you found out that like they're not those like they're not the tan sunglasses, ones where you can actually clearly see someone's eyes.
The transition lenses. Yeah. The transitions. They're like, oh yeah, when I walked in, it was fine.
Everyone's like, did you see MJ looking at...
God damn. Not again. but yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. Have you ever like had something embarrassing happen to you on stage, Aniki?
On stage? No.
You had a good, pretty good luck so far?
So far, yeah. I think so, yeah. So far.
I've had a few bad things happen to me. I'd say that was one of them.
Yeah.
And then I think I've told you guys like the smoking story as well. I had to like... I was doing this play, and me and this other guy are, like, doing, like, a war scene, and, like, we've got, like, 20 seconds to, like, go from this doctor scene to a war scene, so we could, like, change into, like, all this army gear and stuff, and we're supposed to go out there and be back-to-back and, like, fighting all these people doing these guns and stuff, and preview comes, and the director comes up to us, and she's like, oh, by the way, you're going to be smoking in this scene now, with, like, they gave me, like, a herbal cigarette, which was, like, fine. I was, like, fine with that. Okay, cool. And so... preview comes, we're doing the preview, so we've got like a few people from our university, like lecturers and stuff in the audience, a few of like the director's friends and stuff, they're all there. And I'm backstage, I've got 20 seconds, I'm like chucking all my gear on, and then it comes time to like, I remember about the cigarette, and I pick it up, and I pick up the lighter, and I look at the cigarette, and I'm like, okay, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life up until this point. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, which end do I light?
Oh no.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, yellow. Yellow means fire, right?
Oh,
so
no.
Little did I know, the yellow end is the filter. You don't light that end.
Have you seen anyone smoke?
I guess I never paid that much attention to it before, you know?
Wow.
So I'm trying to like light the filter, and I'm like wondering why it's not getting lit. But then what happened is I ended up lighting like the trim, like the paper of it, and thinking, oh yeah, cool, it's lit now.
Oh no.
I go out on stage, I'm like a second late, and like me and this other dude are like back to back, and I'm like yelling and stuff, and I'm supposed to take a puff of the cigarette.
Oh my god. So I take what I think is a puff, but nothing really happens.
I'm like, I think it's working, I don't know. And then what happens in the scene, I'm supposed to pass it to the guy who's back to back to me. Yeah. Now, he doesn't know I've lit the wrong end at this point. So I just pass it over my shoulder to this guy, and he just shoves the fiery end like straight into his mouth, like burns his tongue, breaks character, he like swears.
No way.
Yeah, like poor guy. Like I just like in the middle of the scene, I just hear like, oh fuck, like. And I'm just like, I thought he was just like improvising or something. And I look over and I just see the director sitting there like in the front row, and she is just like on the ground, like slapping her leg, like laughing. Like she just watched this whole thing unfold. I thought like she'd be pissed. But she just thought this was the most hilarious thing she's ever seen.
Is it a comedy?
It was kind of a comedy.
It
might
have been a play. It would have just been funny, yeah.
Yeah, and then afterwards they all had to take me aside and show me how to light a cigarette properly.
So that's how you know how to light a cigarette.
Yeah, I felt pretty bad.
That's crazy.
I was like, maybe I should have asked.
How old are you then?
This was actually my last year of uni, so 2013.
So
only 4 years ago now, 20, I don't know, 20-ish, 1920, yeah, something like okay. around that, yeah.
Do you guys know how to light a cigarette?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever smoked?
I've actually lit a cigarette.
Have you smoked?
You never lit one?
And I've never smoked, but I know how to light one, because my dad smokes.
You do now.
And now I do, yeah.
Exactly.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Yeah. Oh, you have?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I have.
Get the duck, guys.
Now the James C. Budget big, I can't even say our name, it's probably James C. Budget.
Jimmy's smoking a cigarette and then trying to say it.
That's another guy, the James C. Budget B. I can't even.
The James C. Budget big.
Budget, thanks, mate. Yeah, thanks for, exclusive. No, I did, only when, like, in social settings when I was drinking.
Right.
Years ago.
Right.
Like, probably a good 5 or 6 years ago now, and it was only for a very short time, and like I don't even know if I've smoked equivalent to a packet over that time. It was just sort of like, you know, just it was just what was happening, and they drinking and the smoking kind of really complemented each other.
Yeah, I get that.
And that I never got cravings or anything like that, and I'm not particularly proud that I did it, because I would have preferred to have gone through life being like, never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, it is something that I did, and but nowadays, I don't necessarily regret it, but it's just... Yeah.
It's nowadays, it's not, you know, someone smoking, it's not, I mean, it sucks, like, breathing in when you're not a smoker, but nowadays, it's not okay.
Yeah, well, the thought of it actually kind of, it's not revolting to me, but I'm not...
Well, there are not less people do it now, too, though, you know what I mean? There's a lot less people in the world smoking, because, No, you're not allowed to smoke anywhere. I'm assuming back in the day, every Tom, Dick, and Harry was.
The tobacco company said it was fine back then, because there weren't any 50s. Studies. Yeah, 50s. Exactly. There weren't really any studies to say that it was wrong, and people were like, "Oh, this is great." And you know, like
just popped up with cancer on there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to ask you. I was like, "Let's go down the rabbit hole over there."
You were a spokesperson for Peter Jackson for a
while. Yeah.
Where do you think my J comes from?
So, are you like straight edge? Is that the situation? Like, no drugs, no alcohol, no smoking? Like, is that...
No,
because you drink that, don't you?
Yeah, but just not, like, all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm kind of all or nothing. Like, I either get, like, wasted or I just don't at all.
Okay. The majority of the
time, I just I don't really drink, though.
Right.
I haven't drank in a while. I think last time was, like, New Year's. I know,
like, at your age, I was, like, every fucking night, just boring.
This podcast has become more of a confessional.
Confessions.
I think, like...
These are my confessions. I used to drink every night and I... that's a whole completely different...
Yeah. Is there any reason why you never picked up a cigarette? Like, just never wanted to, never...
I just never was... it gets into a bit of a story. It was just, like, kind of how I was raised.
Yeah.
For a lot of my life was kind of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually, like... If you must know, I was in a cult for like
If I must know. Well, hang on. Whoa.
You just triggered this guy.
I just dropped it. Whoa. I told a couple people.
I don't know if I want to say the name of the cult.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you know this.
That's why there's an extra K in an E.
Up until I was about 15, 14, 15. That's actually not too long ago.
How long did it last?
Huh?
How long did it last?
Oh, I was born into this thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Could... So full on had like crazy ass.
I know you could be born into a cult.
Yeah, if your parents are in it.
If your pants are in it? Is that what you said? Parents. If you got pants in a cult, then the rest of you better follow.
No, if your parents are in it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, so, so I had a really strict upbringing.
Right. Okay.
But then when I got out of it, I just went crazy for a bit, and then now I'm just back to normal.
Are your parents still in said cult?
No.
No, so they got out at the same time?
Yeah, okay.
No, I understand what you mean, like, after, like, you get released from that whole, like, clutch.
Yeah, it's like mind control, you know, for so long.
You just go, you know, like, I'm going crazy now. Because I went to, like, a private Christian school, and they were always, like, hammering, you know, all these rules. And then
after... All the stuff about Jesus, and you're like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, well, and then you just want to be free and try, because, you know, you just want to try the forbidden fruit, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You ate from like this to
and
the
I
school.
Feel like it's so
took a trip to the Garden of Eden.
I feel like there's so much reverse psychology into these cults and like extreme
religions. And you hear things like, oh, drugs, you know, like.
Yeah, no, because they're always telling you, oh, if you leave, this is what's going to happen to you, you know? Yeah. And then eventually, like, I think when you do leave, you're kind of like, you're kind of like, oh, well, this is going to happen to me anyway, so I might as well just try it or something, you know? You kind of have that mindset. Curious. Yeah.
I went to a Christian school for a year of my life, very strict Christian school, and I remember they showed us a video, and it was like, what happens to you if you don't believe in God? And like, scared me. For life, I was like, man, I've got to start believing in God. Like, I don't want to go to hell. But they can be like, it can be quite scary sometimes, I think, with some of the stuff they force.
Fear you into the religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
The truth hurts, mate.
Depends who you are.
Wow, there you go.
It's been quite a few exclusives. I think we've all learned a lot about each other.
Yeah, I think so too. To be honest,
From the naked past of MJ.
Oh yeah.
To Jesse's smoking habits.
Yeah. To my deadly addiction. to Chris's balls hanging out. And Nikki's cult.
That's what it's called now.
Cult of Anarchy.
What? If you ever start your own cult, that's what it has to be.
Hey.
Did you ever contemplate starting your own cult?
Plenty of times.
Too much work.
Too much administration. The logistics of the whole thing just imploded. Like.
So she started smoking.
Yeah.
I just want to thank Aniki for visiting us.
Thank you, guys. You're welcome.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here.
Always welcome.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Sure, I will enjoy it.
We'll see you in June or July.
Oh, yeah. You so badly want me to come back. You're like, live here. Yeah, no, I'll be back here anyway.
You're coming back in July, aren't you, to Sydney?
Yeah, I am.
There you go. So
maybe I might crash here again.
Next leg of our tour.
Yeah.
Her cult tour.
It sounds like you do like a famous musician. Like, oh yeah, you'll be back for a tour in July. Book tickets at tickettech.com for Aniki Chan.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Only if you can. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to our podcast today. We'll have many more, hopefully, with our future guests.
Coming out weekly, I'm promising.
Don't make that promise. We take that back.
Lie. Exclusive.
He said weekly, but he had a cigarette in his mouth, so he meant something else. He meant
daily. Frequently is what I meant to say. Every day. It's a daily podcast.
Hourly, you know.
Hourly podcast. Just never ends. This is a live channel. But no, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll have some fresh stuff for you real soon. But until then, this is the J.
M.
C.
And a Nikki.
Yay! That's me!
and keep on grinding.
Hey guys, me again. Thank you and welcome to your end credit scene. Sorry, there's no big reveal of Thanos. It's just me coming at you once more on the 1 to 2 to thank you all once more for listening to the hashtag Actors Life podcast. Now be sure to subscribe to us and join us next time for another all new episode. You get that fresh if you subscribe to us, and make sure you get the little thing on the Facebook saying to reveal all our posts, because Facebook is now being a little bit weird and hiding all of our stuff. But you can find us on Apple's podcast otherwise, to make sure you get all the fresh and the latest. Also on SoundCloud and on Wooshka for all of you Android users out there. And don't forget to leave your comments, chuck us a like, and let us know what you think. Tell your friends. You don't have to be industry professional to listen to us, because we're pretty funny anyway. So, other things. Checklist. You can like us on the Facebook, follow us on the Instagram, follow all three of our personal social media platforms as well. Links are in the description and all over our other social media platforms. Until next time, thank y'all for listening. Keep on grinding. Mad love, internet. Peace.